brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of people are waking up to the New World Order right now, but I don't think people are waking up to the full magnitude of it. And last night and this morning, it's just been hitting me like a ton of bricks, just how serious a situation we're in. You know, I don't sit here with pleasure reminding people that over the years I have been ridiculed and laughed at about everything I've talked about, only to have people later admit I was right. And I'm telling you that they're going to kill the majority of us. I'm telling you that that comes next in their plan because they say that's what they're going to do. The United Nations, the Club of Rome, the Pentagon, the eugenicists that run our society. And I think about the mass scourge of vaccines killing and maiming millions every year, millions and millions of children in the West being kidnapped by the government. The way the establishment has launched all these illegal, criminal, preemptive wars against defenseless third world countries, all of this is hardcore wickedness and tyranny. And it's all part of the New World Order. And I was thinking this morning, got up before the crack of dawn, my eyes popped open, instantly awake. Normally I'm very slug-like when I first wake up, with massive conviction on my heart to warn people, and that great danger is near, that staged terror attacks and huge new wars are soon to be launched. I have all the intellectual evidence, all of the analysis, all of the data, but also have my gut, my snout, my nose, and it's good. And I don't like what it smells. And I thought about how I went on air months before 9/11 took place and said they're going to attack the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. And how I got attacked for that and demonized for that. But then it became popularly accepted and understood. Or how I snuck into Bohemian Grove and for years people said it was fake video and wasn't real. Now the Bohemian Grove admits I did indeed sneak in and it was real. Thought about how I've been warning people about martial law and urban warfare and how they would take over this society with a financial collapse for more than a decade and how I get ridiculed. And then even when I put out the MIAC report, last night I saw all these mainstream news articles that we don't even have time to cover here attacking me, saying either it isn't true or, well, this came from Alex Jones, so we shouldn't believe it, while the state police and the governor now has come out in defense of it. Of Missouri. You know, Rush Limbaugh comes out and talks about it, and it's in the Associated Press, by the way. They've talked to the state police. It's real. Lynn Beck does hours and hours every day on radio and TV on it. But see, I'm always the one that gets to be attacked when I break it. Just like it was out for a few days, didn't get any attention. We pointed out the Iowa National Guard gun confiscation drill. They themselves were admitting that's what it was. It was in the newspaper, door-to-door, asking to search houses, looking for gun dealers. How to lock down the tiny town of Arcadia, 400-something people. And I get criticized for that. I go on air last week. It's in Reuters, a photo. Army troops on the streets after the mass shooting in Alabama. I go on air. People say, oh, that's not true. Now it's in the Houston Chronicle and Associated Press and everywhere else. And they're admitting it violated federal law, posse comitatus. But that's okay, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to hit the barbed wire first every single time so everybody else can climb up over my back while I'm hanging in the barbed wire and spit on me and give me no credit after they're done climbing over me. You know what? I like it. Good. Because I'm doing this for all the innocent people out there the New World Order's running over and hurting and killing. And I don't care about my name, what people say and think about me. But the denial does speak to the psychology. We're talking about martial law in New York when we get back.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got our once-a-week financial news update with the master of analysis, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, next hour. Amy Allen of the hit Ron Paul song that made it high up on the charts. I didn't know that after she was on the show last year, when she left her apartment, two guys beat her up with her and her friend with a crowbar, put her in the hospital. Still got a black eye from it today. She's going to be in studio with us. Then we got Jim Mars in studio. So a lot of people in studio today. Jim Mars needs no introduction. I look forward to having them all here with us today. I've got a lot of just really important news. It's just every day we have more news of shocking New World Order import than we would have in 6 months a year previously. It's just everything. It's a quickening. There's a quickening with those of us awakening. There's a quickening of the tyranny. And people that are deciding to be delusional and live in denial, they're intensifying their denial. I mean, I watched Glenn Beck clips this morning where he had one of the guys from Penn and Teller on. I think it was Teller. And he said, do you believe there's a new world order? And he said, no. I mean, it can be in hundreds of newspapers a week announcing world government with the IMF issuing its own money and trillions missing every month from the United States. Everything's collapsing. And this is the hardcore show where they deny the new world order. And then people tell me that Beck is exposing everything. What he's doing is mixing truth with disinformation, and I'm going to go over it. I would love to have Beck telling the truth. Frankly, I haven't really paid much attention to him until lately. And I think he's going in a better direction. But, you know, we've really never criticized Lou Dobbs because he's been consistent. You know, he isn't as hardcore as Beck in bringing out some facts, but he's consistently across the board, comes off credible, the information's accurate, and he's done a lot of good opening people's eyes up to the more intense information we bring out. But with Beck, I know it stinks to high heaven. And so we'll go over some of that. But he was absolutely right last night. We're going to play the YouTube clip later. He was absolutely right when he said that the $165 million bonuses to AIG is a diversion. He called it a diversion, a distraction from what's really going on. That's true. Folks, you have $9.7 trillion since October 3rd. October, November, December, January, February, March. So we're talking less than 6 months. And it's $9.7 trillion, and that number's a month old. Okay? Every month, it's a couple trillion bucks, basically, or close to $2 trillion. That's what we know about. And we've got clips of senators and congressmen and women saying, where's the money? And private Federal Reserve head Bernanke says, we're not going to tell you, and he says it arrogantly. So, yes, $165 million bonuses, when they've already handed out tens of billions of dollars of bonuses, is a distraction and is a giant, stinking diversion. Now, I've been saying that for months. I say that in the Obama deception that just came out, but we put it in there, you know, we're making that part of the film a month ago, where I explain, Obama says he's fighting bonuses, here's his executive order, and we blow it up for people, where it says all the big firms are exempt on any bailout they took, and that bailout deal is in perpetuity. So they can selectively enforce on small banks and insurance companies they want to gobble up. And then Senator Dodd comes out and says, I'm so angry about this, we need to prosecute these bankers. It turns out he wrote the bill, and now he's saying Obama told him to do it. Well, that we know that's true, because Geithner's the engineer of all of this. Even under Bush, he wrote it, and Bush followed the orders, because the banking elite owns Bush, owns Obama. And this is such a simple thing to understand, but people can't seem to get this through their heads, because if they admit this to themselves, that it's all a facade, liberal, you know, Democrat, conservative, all this stuff is a facade, then people will have to face just how dire our real straits are. And so, yes, Dodd is right. He was told to do this because the executive order matches the bill. They both match each other. These guys have engaged in this mass crime, and they believe because they sign an executive order or they pass a bill. You can't pass a bill saying you can barbecue children. You can't pass a bill saying that you know, they can put king's crowns on their heads and, you know, dance around in pink tutus. You know, it's unconstitutional. You know, the big law, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that's the supreme orders. That's the big Ten Commandments of our country. The military is all about chain of command and following orders. I don't care if your commanders tell you you can confiscate guns. I don't care if your commanders tell you there's no posse comitatus. I don't care if your commanders tell you that American citizens can be arrested under the Military Commissions Act and secretly held and secretly tried and secretly executed. It is against everything this country stands for and the great orders from the founding fathers. And they pointed out this wasn't orders from them. This was organic, natural, God-given law of the universe and of nature's God. So, military and police, I don't want to hear it from you. You're following orders, Jack. The big orders are there, and that's what you follow. And more police and military are saying they are going to follow those orders. And when you do follow those orders, we stand beside you 110%. When you go against those orders, when you go against what our country is and all the basic freedoms and liberties, then you become enemies of the Republic. Now, you decide which side you're on. It's that simple. It's up to you. I can sit here and put out the facts all day long. I can be proven right on everything, except the fact is usually worse than I say. And you can sit there and play patty cake and deny it all day. But you know these are facts deep in your gut and your heart. The truth is written on your soul, and it's there for you to recognize or to ignore. You can harden your heart against it if you want. But whatever you do, make a decision which side you're on. Don't sit in the middle of the road. Now, literally, the Iowa story about the Guard. We are the ones that pushed that big, broke it internationally. We got attacked by the mainstream media. That's the proof in the pudding. We broke the MIAC report. Got attacked, still sites saying it's not real, as AP admits it's real, and as the governor comes out yesterday and says he defends it in Missouri. Governor Nixon, he should be impeached immediately. You know, on subject after subject after subject, you know, we started the 9/11 truth movement. I put my name and everything on the line, did it. And I don't enjoy being the leader of it. It's dangerous. It's dangerous doing this. All I ask is that people out there who know we're on record on the front lines, the shock troops, on every key issue, we're there. All we need you to do is to realize the power you have to be shock troops as well. Now, the hour is late in all of this, and here's the type of news I have in front of me. Mayor in New York considers options, martial law over police woes. And we're going to go over that coming up here in a few minutes. Missouri governor stands behind Mayak smear report. Nixon defends document that equates Ron Paul supporters and people who display bumper stickers as terrorists. Says feds will continue to issue similar reports. People are debating whether the feds put it out. Mayak says it's federal. Why do people doubt us? I mean, you could check us out every time and it's true. We know how things work. This is what I do. Full time. Is gold really the safest investment? A bizarre article out of Time Magazine saying it's a collective hallucination that gold has any value. And they go on to say paper is what really has value. I mean, we're really entering cuckoo bird land here. If you think that's sane and that we're insane and that we're having a collective hallucination, when your investment's gone up from $260 5 years ago to close to $1,000 right now, gold went up over $70 yesterday. My God, these people are incredible. Also, I was reminded that, remember last year, a libertarian state police, a report saying libertarians were terrorists came out in Alabama. That made the AP. So see, these are everywhere. That's just some of what I've got here in front of me. But I wanted to bring Rob Dewin here. The city councilman of this New York City would not come on, I guess because of fears of repercussions or whatever. But Jason Burmis is from right outside this city. And he says, oh, yeah, it's legendary for police drug dealing and corruption, basically mafia run. And so we're going to come back and play a little news clip from Capital News 9. Mayor considers options martial law over political woes. Remember 2 years ago in Milwaukee it came out the city council wanted to declare martial law. There's Arkansas and Oklahoma towns that have declared martial law. We play the CNN clips. They go, oh, we just search you day and night. There's checkpoints on every street. This is the answer to the new America. See, just like Mexico's putting troops on the street, so is the United States. Because the criminals run the show. Rob Dew, our producer, you talked to the city councilman. You've got some notes there. Tell us what's going on in this town.
All right. I called up and talked to Joseph Allen, who's one of the councilmen there. And
give folks the name of the town.
Oh, it's Schenectady, New York. It's kind of up near Albany, maybe about 30 minutes outside of Albany.
The capital.
Yeah. So he said he actually had not seen the report on martial law, that news report, and I informed him of it. And he said, oh, okay, well, I'll check that out. He goes, that seems a little extreme because that, to me, says we're going to bring troops on the street to take care of this.
No, that's what
problem.
The newscast says.
Right. Well, when I was talking to him, he's saying that sort of scenario seems extreme to me because that would say that we're going to bring troops on
the
street.
See, that's what Mexico's doing. Right. The cities are also corrupt. They're occupying them with troops.
Right. And so he didn't think that martial law was going to happen there, but he said they do have some serious problems with the police that they've had for about 10 years. And, you know, in the report it says there's 5 officers. And I said, well, how many people, you know, are on your police force? He said 165. And they've had charges ranging. He just gave me rattled off a list ranging from DWI, leaving the scene of an accident, rampant verbal and physical abuse, stealing drugs and money from evidence rooms and using them for prostitution services.
Well, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And in one instance, they took a guy out in the woods, took his shoes off, and left him there. I didn't know if it was – he didn't say if it was the winter or something.
That's nothing. They probably, last time I checked, hung 30 people in a Travis County jail.
Their ex-police chief was sent to prison for drug trafficking, and the president of the Police Benevolent Association, the PBA, was reported bragging that he made $100K in 13 days doing union business. And when they tried to discipline these officers through arbitration, the police always seemed to win. So
the answer is bring federal troops in.
Right.
We're going to play that news clip when we get back and get more comments from Rob Dewin here, our producer. And then we've got all these guests in studio today and Bob Chapman joining us. Wait till we get into the economy news. They have announced that they're monetizing the debt. Now, that means Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe. That means hyperinflation with a imploding economy, hyperstagflation.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Okay, this is out of Schenectady, New York. And this shows the mindset of city councils who are liaisoning with the military all over the nation. We're seeing reports every day where they're putting regular army in as liaisons in major police departments and even small towns. And the military showing up at car wrecks to help. Oh, you're not against helping at car wrecks. Again, all to condition the public to accept this. But here is the report out of Capital 9 News. This is out of Albany reporting on Schenectady. And the headline, Mayor Considers Options, Martial Law Over Police Woes.
officers getting in trouble all at the same time for all these different reasons.
Five Schenectady police officers recently accused of everything from drunk driving to beating up a man, leading city officials to look at taking drastic action to fix a department tainted by the few who may have acted illegally, like Darren Lawrence and Michael Brown, accused of driving while intoxicated.
And those two officers, we're definitely going to be seeking termination. And we're not ruling it out with any of the other officers who are out there.
Police Chief Mark Scherz told us you basically have to fire yourself, essentially $1 million fine and lost benefits over a lifetime. Still,
we believe that there are five officers now who could face possible termination.
But it's not just the threat of termination. Mayor Brian Stratton told us he's looking at all options, including disbanding the police department, basically starting over.
That's something that we're certainly looking into. I think that the public has had it up to here.
Currently, officials are reviewing all the legal options, planning to present a full report in early April. Options like a consolidated countywide police force or bringing in the state police.
The mayor says there is another option, and that would be declaring martial law. The governor would have to declare it, and then the National Guard would come in. The mayor says it's more for a transition to a county police force if that were to happen.
And it could well be that as a stopgap measure that you would need military forces, you would need state police, you would need National Guard.
Stratton says the temporary measure would last until the new police force took over. Schenectady's Corporation Counsel John Van Norden said, quote, if you abolish the police department, you still have a need, not an obligation, but a need to police the community. You would need something in transition. Declaring martial law would be one way to bridge the gap.
That's a contrived scenario, but it's not one that is beyond the realm of possibility if we end up, in fact, going that particular route.
When I think of martial law, I think of rioting, I think of Watts riots and things like that. I haven't seen anything that would rise to that level. Again, I was a little surprised to hear that.
But whether the National Guard needs to be called in or not, we'll take a more in-depth look on Thursday at the countywide and state police options as officials try to deal with an unprecedented situation in unprecedented ways. In Schenectady, I'm Steve Farrell.
All right, so what you have going on here is the feds and the states looking for any excuse to come in and totally federalize communities. And if you read the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, the new Pentagon directives they've put out recently, it says that it's aimed at the people, at the legislatures, at the governors. So they're starting out with a snack first, you know, a city of Schenectady. And they're starting out with, a mass shooting or car wrecks or drunk driving. Oh, the Army's here. The Marines are here. All over the nation are trying to get rid of sheriff's departments. And they're saying, we have a 5 or 6 or 7 county regional police force now run by the states, run by the feds and the threat fusion centers. I mean, there's police corruption everywhere. The society has become very corrupt. You don't just find it within the police. They could very easily simply fire the police chief. The city council can do that. And they could that's just happened in some Texas towns with the police chiefs being caught dealing drugs and their kids dealing drugs and boss hog stuff. They just fire them, and they fire most of the officers or all the officers and bring in a new force. I mean, they can do that overnight. They don't need martial law. But see how it's just being introduced all over the news? I have all these, preachers are preparing for martial law. Oh, there's InfraGuard where executives are being given weapons and told shoot to kill when the government tells them. Rob, this is creepy, isn't it?
It's very creepy. And there was a lot of interesting talk on that news report, a lot of propaganda, how, you know, they just may have to do it. I mean, I totally agree. If you're a city council and you have a corrupt police force and you could get rid of them and bring in something else, you know, I think you should do that. Not martial law, but, you know, have the sheriff deputize a bunch of people.
Well, I'm not defending the police. And in about 80% of the cases, when I've really studied these, it is the police that are out of control. But in 20% of the cases, you got a mafia city council, and the police aren't going along with it. Now, from what I've seen with Schenectady, that's not the case.
Right.
It's the 80% where it is bad cops. Again, folks, notice how all we ever hear is martial law now. You know, it's the answer to everything.
Yeah, it should be the sheriff comes in and takes control. You know, the sheriff should be the one. He's the law of the land.
He should deputize. Right. They got 160-something officers.
Deputize the good ones.
Well, exactly. Yeah. He should deputize firefighters, whatever. I'm sorry there won't be as many police for a month or two to help CPS kidnap kids or as many police.
Issue tickets.
Or as many police to deal drugs, you know, for the city fathers. And it's probably what's happening here is they're not paying their cut.
Right.
There's probably a little mafia thing going on. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Did all the hit Ron Paul songs. Jim Mars in studio as well. Amy Allen will be in studio with us. Huge economic news. They've announced that they're monetizing the debt. That is, the Federal Reserve is buying Treasury bills because the foreigners won't buy the debt at the levels they need. This means hyperinflation. Weimar Republic, Germany, wheelbarrows of money for food. I mean, that's what it's always meant. In Mexico, in Zimbabwe right now, that's coming up next hour. I thought that would come in a year or two. It's coming now. This is crisis level. Now, we've been covering Schenectady, New York, saying they're declaring martial law over the entire county, bring in federal troops. And Jason Burmes, who lives down here in Austin now, of Loose Change fame, doing a show 9 to midnight here, the Info Warrior, he got calls from folks he knows up in New York last night. He's from the town right next to Schenectady in Albany, and he has something that very important to chime in on here. This is, as I said earlier, a federal plan to set the precedent for the feds to start taking over cities and counties as they collapse, as I told you, just like Mexico, it's been done by design. Jason, give us an update on that.
Yeah, I mean, just to think that the mayor would come up with this plan on his own is absolutely ludicrous. We have five officers. Schenectady is a relatively big place. They have at least 100 police
officers. They have 150-something.
Yeah, exactly. So five guys because they're getting drunk and pulled over and beating people up. That happens. Fire them. You know, this is You know, to say that's the reason they're doing this is nuts. But this guy was one of 39 mayors, apparently, that went and met with Obama personally.
Yeah, we Googled that. That's the case.
Yeah.
For how the feds are going to help the local communities.
Well, I think he's going to build other economic stimulus, obviously.
They're going to build these medical centers, they've announced, in FEMA camps with the clergy where the people go. So it'll be advertised, look, they want to go in the camps. Yeah. That's what a Judas goat does, is lead the sheep in to be slaughtered.
I called my mother. I called my brother. I called a couple of my friends. One of my friends, who's a teacher, he saw it on the local news. But they didn't tell him why. They just said that they were considering it, like it was a good thing.
Like, oh, martial law. Oh.
I need everybody I know. I called a lot of family members. Everybody in that surrounding area needs to call up the Schenectady mayor's office and say, we're not going to stand for this. Because this is going to affect everybody going into Albany, the Capitol. And if there's an emergency in the Capitol.
Oh, we just got the police report. Let me have it. Look, I've got to go to this next guest. Yes. I want to have you on during Bob Chapman next hour.
You got it.
So hang around, okay?
All right, you got
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jason. Right, Jason Burmes, again, from that very area of the town right next to it. It's where he's born and raised. Yeah, here it is. Mayor of Schenectady met with President Obama at White House Friday morning. And this is the office of the mayor. So this is a staged federal takeover plan, just one more of many where they're beta testing it. By the way, I said this new MIAC report saying gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters are basically terrorists. The governor has come out, Nixon, and defends it and says he agrees with it. Ron Paul and others are saying they're considering legal action. You heard that here first yesterday from Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who's written a letter with Ron Paul and Bob Barr, telling him that they need to retract this. We just got in the mail, they mailed this to us and many others, the intelligence report put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Guess what? They've got Lou Dobbs in here with white supremacists and basically say he's a terrorist, too. So we were jokingly saying, why isn't Lou Dobbs in here? And now he is. Now Lou Dobbs is bad. Now Lou Dobbs is a little Hitler. I want to bring up for the balance of this hour, before all these in-studio guests and the financial news, because it's perfect timing with all that's happening, to give us an update on what's happening in the food world, and that's Steve Shank of the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Sir, what do you think of the last 3 or 4 minutes of news I was covering?
Well, I think it's absolutely in accord with what you and I were going to talk about with H.R. 875 and S. 425, where they're moving on food, just as you and I have talked about for the last 3 years. Everything is moving at lightning speed, Alex, and it doesn't surprise me. However, it does offend me. We've got a situation. You remember 3 years ago when we had E. coli in the spinach, and we kind of chuckled about it and said spinach doesn't poop. The fact is that now we have House Resolution number 875 that has been submitted by Rosa DeLauro, I believe.
And you said at the time, and it later came out, that someone was defecating on the spinach in hundreds of sites in Mexico and the U.S., and there was other clear salmonella contamination in other foods where there should be no contamination. It's unnatural, just like foot and mouth in England. We said it was the government. BBC admitted it was the government that released it. They claim it was an accident at hundreds of sites overnight within a 2-day period. So bottom line, they were staging this to try to bring in total control over farms and ranches and shut. And now we have major cities like areas in Oklahoma, Tulsa, others coming out and saying they want to restrict people having gardens. This is mainstream news.
Absolutely. Now, I do want to point out that this Rosa is a Democrat from Connecticut. You'll also notice that Connecticut is the one that's cracking down and taking over the Catholic Church. You put this whole thing together with what you were announcing just before you brought me up. And now you deal with food, the ultimate control mechanism. We have a bill in the House and also in the Senate that is promoting the inability of people to raise gardens on their own, and it's done through restrictions and, of course, as everything else, it's for your own good. You see, if you use organic fertilizer, which is in fact manure, then that's offensive to Monsanto. Now, Monsanto the large producers like Tyson are all behind this bill, which requires small producers and your regular farmers virtually to report every morsel that they've got. They're going to track every single carrot from the farm to the store, and if something happens in the process that carrot somehow can be construed to be the cause of any kind of illness, they will track right back through and put the processor out of business and confiscate the farmer's land. And
let me expand on that, because this is important. All the major contamination came from factories and plants or illegal alien operated farms in the Southwest, but mainly out of Mexico, just like in 96, more than 10,000 school children contracted hepatitis from feces sprayed on different berries bought by the school lunch program. So big agribusiness is causing the crisis, but even the grid, like animal ID, premises ID, you know, a $20 tag on a $5 chicken, but then Tyson and others are exempt from that. They buy group tags. So they've written it to shut down the small family farms and ranches. And for those that don't know, Connecticut, and whether you're Catholic or not, I know Steve is and I'm not. The point is, I couldn't believe it when I saw it 2 weeks ago. The states introduced bills to have the state basically take over the First Amendment and take over the Catholic Church. What a precedent. They're going after the biggest church first. Think about the little ones. I mean, this is like East Germany or something.
Oh, absolutely. And you see, what this bill is, now, you and I have talked over and over again, Alex, about the fact that food is always the control mechanism. Right now, we have, as we've mentioned before, vast percentages of our population that literally can't afford food, and that inflation is going to continue. It is continuing at a huge rate. At the same time, now get this, at the same time, commodities prices, they have overglutted with commodities buying and other countries coming in and trying to buy our foods. And as a result, commodities buyers are getting out of the business because the cost of food or the price of food is dropping at the commodities level. So
and so farmers can't afford to plant, and aren't many of them planting this year. That's in all the major farm news. So you're going to have a shortage there. I'm sure you heard 2 days ago, the Federal Reserve has started. We already knew this was going on for months. Bob Chapman's covered it and others, but it was secret. The New York Times said now they admit they monetized this week alone $1 trillion. So they took fiat money, the government bought from the government, its own T-bills, but then gives the interest on it to the private Federal Reserve. So they get interest and profit off of destroying the economy. This is a crime of unimaginable proportions, usually in Germany in the 30s or in Zimbabwe, Africa right now, or in Iceland or other places it's happening, hyperinflation. Usually what happens there is that the government just buys its own debt and then that just inflates. No. This is the government buying the debt but then giving interest to the private Federal Reserve. This is so criminal it's hard to even describe, and that means inflation is going to explode.
And the interesting thing, Alex, is that you're hearing about all of the financial stuff going on. But bottom line is these two bills are in a situation where they're actually going to be the spear point of this whole takeover, and that is the control of the food. What's going to happen? Now, they've got mandates within this legal structure to impose $1 million fines for any infraction.
And that's right. Animal ID and premises ID are $2,000 a day fines. If a chicken dies and you don't instantly, with a computer system you pay for, file it with them, reporting on yourself. I mean, all we do around here is do bookkeeping. Can you imagine all the added stuff? Now we're talking about $1 million fines. This will destroy what's left of family agriculture.
Oh, absolutely. And it will destroy with the ability to observe the technology that's been developed against marijuana. They can do flyovers, and you cannot have a garden with anything growing in it that they set the frequency of to identify.
Yeah, let me stop here. Let me stop you right there. Exactly. The phony war on drugs, the phony war on terror. They're now wheeling the giant apparatus around, hiring all these new land management, DNR, groups, creating SWAT teams for them, raiding people selling eggs on the street, watermelons, raiding people selling their own cheese with SWAT teams. That's in the news every week. Raiding Amish, raiding the local Austin farmers market with people selling, you know, the cheese the government said they couldn't. It's all happening, and it shows the mindset. And now mayors are announcing, again, in Tulsa and other places, oh, we're not going to allow you to have home gardens now without an inspection. And, oh, there's police corruption. We're going to have troops on the streets in New York. I mean, it's really happening, Steve. They really are what I would call Sovietizing America.
Absolutely. And the one thing that you're not hearing about, except as you expose it, Alex, is the issue of food. And that is the most diabolical, and it touches every American immediately.
Yeah, let me explain. They're going to SWAT team anybody with a garden under this federal law. Okay, we're not joking, folks. They're moving. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that we've said previously is, buy some seeds and start putting in a garden. One of the things that we've always talked about, Alex, is that people must get in a supply 2-3 years, the ones that can still afford it, put that in 2-3 years, and then stay out of it. We used to tell people to absolutely stay out of it. Do gardening as best you can, because very simply, as soon as this goes through, unless people get their food supplies in before this legislation goes through and starts to be enforced, they will not be able to transport it across state lines to get it from sources. Now, here is the announcement. I want anybody that's listening, that's listened to Alex and me before, to absolutely take notes. Alex, we have concluded that we are no longer going to be able to function with a single distribution point here in Utah. As this is moving so fast, we've decided to announce those folks who are interested in working with us and helping us can get up on the website. We are going to open up a distributor program. We're going to have points of influence and the ability to have available food all over the country. Anybody that can work with us, there are still some families out there that are financially stable enough to be able to help in the movement to save the other members of society that at least have the common sense to realize that we're still Americans. So anybody that would like to, please get up on eFoodsDirect.com. There's a little button there that explains the distributor program. For those who can't work with the internet very readily, call 800-409-5633 and 800-409-5633. We will not be returning phone calls on the distributor program until the first of this next week. The weekend is just too hard to work with. But what we're doing is we're decentralizing the distribution. I don't know how long we will be able to continue to distribute food, Alex. With these regulations coming in and the restrictions, I'm concerned that this could shut down very quickly. But
that's right, because you are a major manufacturer. And I mean, you're actually putting the food together yourself, non-GMO, quality food, the best out there for the price. And here's a microcosm. My good buddy Bob Dacey, who's been on the show for more than a decade, he owns a standalone hardware store here in town and gun shop. He is going to be a distributor. I know he told me about that a few weeks ago, but I've just been quiet about it until you made the announcement today. And that's the kind of folks we need to then be distributors in areas all over this country. But if folks want to still call you, Steve, they can still get the three-day responder, or a six-month supply, a month supply, a year supply. They can still call now and do that, right?
Absolutely, and we're moving just as fast as we can to get into what we're going to call prepared groceries. We'll come up on your show here a little bit later in a week or two and announce that. But very simply, any of the folks out there that have been contemplating getting food, even if they don't get it from eFoods Direct, for crying out loud, before this thing goes through, you've got to get your supplies in. And I don't know, we'll be giving you further announcements. Alex will keep you up to date, absolutely, on what you're going to have to do with those foods once you get them when all the restrictions start. There will be some issues, but right now, you better get whatever food that you need, even if you can't stand Alex or me. I can understand where you could, you know, not stand me, but Alex, for Pete's sake, you got to love him.
No, anyway, Steve, they love us. Listen, let me just say this. I have a 3-year supply for my whole family. Family of mine that doesn't have enough money, because it's so affordable, I have bought them your supply of food from you. I have been so busy. We all get so busy. I've been intending to call and even get another year's supply for some more of my family because, you know, that's my responsibility. You know, you're worried about food supplies and these laws, and I think it'll take them a while to get it in place. They're certainly trying. They're having all their minion mayors announce, hey, we're not going to let you have gardens. Did you see the video of them bulldozing in L.A., the big community garden, saying people can't do it anymore? I mean, this is getting – folks, this is – in. I just played you a newscast where this Obama mayor is going to have martial law in the county. You know, they're calling – folks, I know it's insane. My big issue is if they bring us into depression, which it appears they're doing, they've monetized the debt, meaning hyperinflation. It's guaranteed now. The dollar plunged yesterday. Gold went up by $70 an ounce. That's what I'm worried about is a depression, because that's when you have hyperinflation. The food's going to cost so much more. So this is a very smart move. I believe in it. And I believe, again, you're insane if you don't go to efoodsdirect.com and order storable food for yourself or become a distributor now. Stay with us, Steve Shank.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, we've had it so good in this country so long that people, even though all this tyranny is being admitted, even the mainstream news, they have trouble believing it. The establishment may not be successful in completely bringing us into a depression and martial law. They're doing a pretty good job of it right now. They have to create this worldwide crisis to bring in their world government that will be run by private banks that you'll pay your carbon taxes to. I mean, that's in dozens of mainstream articles every day, Reuters, you name it. It's all happening, and I believe in guns, food, gold, being self-sufficient. And all I can tell you is, folks, that we appreciate Steve Shank coming on the show and all the great things he does. So I hope people will visit foodsdirect.com, big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Steve, we've got about 4 minutes left. Any other key information?
Well, the main thing that people have to realize is all of the rules have changed, Alex. You and I both talked, and we just heard a couple of ads for seeds on the break here. And my greatest blessing to the American people would be that we would have enough time for them to at least grow a garden this season and be able to get by with it. The fact is that no matter what we do, the only choice that I see for my family, for your family, for any of these families, is to have enough stored food in immediately. I mean, my gosh, the handwriting is on the wall and it's coming out and it's basically being written on our foreheads backwards when we shave. We've got to get food in, and it has to be storable so that we can survive this thing. Because
and then you don't have to worry about it. I mean, people get life insurance when they're 30 years old, and they probably won't be dead for 40 years because there's a small chance it might happen. There's a good chance this is going to be a catastrophic implosion. You know, we pray for the best and, pray for good things to happen, but we prepare for the worst. And we hope for the best and, do whatever we can here. But I do know you guys have the best food, the best quality, recently, prepared and made, not ancient stuff people are selling from a decade ago. And I just hope that people will give you a call. And I know there's a lot of folks that are in a position to be distributors. It's a great idea. It's also a good business decision for folks. So I hope they'll give you a call. Give out the number again, Steve Shank.
It's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633, and call, and we'll get information out to you, and get up on the website and get your education as to what we're doing, and come and help. We can't do it by ourselves, Alex.
Absolutely. eFoodsDirect.com is the website. Give them the number again.
800-409-5633.
Steve, you run a big plant there putting the high-quality food together. Just in closing, what's your supply chain like right now?
We had a heck of a time with, would you believe, potatoes because of a couple of subsidized humanitarian operations where they're shipping our food over to Africa. We've got that back. Now it's carrots, but we'll handle that. But I'm telling you what, more and more, the basic items that people are going to need in these supplies are disappearing, and there will come a time very shortly when we'll have to eliminate some things and just substitute just to make the units put together.
Well, you're the best, and I just put people, towards you. I hope that they will look your direction for their storable food needs, because I'm telling you, folks, this is the company. This is the best price. This is the highest quality. This is the trusted name, and food is so important, so please check them out at eFoodsDirect.com. Steve Shank, thanks for spending time with us.
Take care, Alex. I appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, my friend. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to get Bob Chapman up on the air with us. We're going to get into monetizing the debt. We're going to cover the fact of what does it mean when the Federal Reserve starts buying U.S. Treasury notes. Well, it means curtains is what it means.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.